So we, you know, we've been building our property portfolio. We've still got, we've got 7 houses that we have rented out, and our plans for the future are to continue to grow that. But, you know, we've spent a lot of our kids are 9 and 11, and we started investing pretty much when a few months after our first child was born. And so we've spent a lot of their childhood focusing on growing our wealth and, you know, working really hard. And we've got to this point where we feel a little bit like they're growing up before our eyes and time is just passing so fast. So we've kind of reached a stage where we feel like it's really time to focus on them and, you know, spending more time with them rather than focusing so much on the financial goals.
I love that, where you hit the point. Obviously, so much of the financial goals are to support the lifestyle goals, but it often requires a huge amount of, at least at the beginning, right, the at least mental investment, but often a lot of time investment too, to lay the foundations for what will be successful later. And then you might have a bit of a moment where you're like, oh, hang on, I need to readjust the balance. Is that what you did?
I think that is what we've hit. So, you know, we both were really focused on careers. And alongside of that, you know, we've both had jobs through most of the period of time that we've been doing this. We've, you know, we've had these two young kids that are growing up, and we've had this property portfolio. And it's a lot of work to do that. And, you know, we actually both read a book about halfway through last year called Die with Zero. Have you heard of it?
Yes, definitely. But tell me more about it for anyone who hasn't come across it. I love it.
Yeah. So basically the idea was that so many of us do what we did and sort of focus on that retirement goal of saving up all the money for when you're 65 or whatever your retirement age is. And that we sort of work so hard throughout our whole life to hit 65 if we're lucky. And then we may or may not have the health that we need to be able to spend that money that we've saved up for our retirement if we get to that age. And often you've missed opportunities. So, you know, while our kids are young, we've got the opportunity to spend time with them and to travel with them and enjoy them. They may not want to travel with us when we're 65. They might have their own life that they want to do their things, you know, not so much wanting to travel with mum and dad. So, you know, spend as much time with us, they'll likely have their own careers or their own families, and life will be quite different then. So, you know, the die with zero idea is more that you spend more of your money during your lifetime to get the experiences that you can while you're still fit and able. And, you know, those experiences, like I mentioned, of being able to spend time with your kids, because there's obviously a limited window of opportunity. Not that we won't spend time with our kids when they're adults, but, you know, to have those really close experiences with them while they're still young.
Yeah, and while they still want to be around you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I had someone say to me the other day that she went on a school trip with her kid who is under 10, and she said, oh, do you want me to sit next to you on the bus, or do you want me to, you know, sit elsewhere and let you be with your friends? And he was like, why would I ever not want to be around you, Mum? And she was like, oh, I don't want to tell him that at some point he won't.
No, I know. It's quite funny. But yeah, no, our kids are still keen to hang out with us, so we want to make the most of that.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about, because this is the big thing. You put up a post about this, and I just thought it was a really interesting gear switch from you, but also I really identify with wanting to make sure you're actually living life now. So tell me about, you've switched gears a little, you've got an exciting plan, what are you doing?
So sort of around about the time that we read that Die With Zero book, we came across some families on Instagram who are full-time travel families. And we sort of looked at them and thought, oh, wow, that's amazing. And I was showing Ryan these, you know, these things that these people were doing and all the amazing places they were going. And a lot of the families that came up in our Instagram were traveling around Australia. And Ryan just said, we should do that. And I was like, wait a minute, are you for real? And he's like, yeah, that we should do this. So we started to research it and what would be involved. And we decided that we would take a year off. And we're going to buy a caravan and travel around Australia for a year in a caravan with the boys and, you know, just really get to invest that time in them, have some amazing family experiences. And yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I just absolutely love this. I think a lot of people would like to do it, but there are logistics involved, right? So, I mean, what sort of things, when you start to think, yes, let's go, let's do this, what sort of things did you have to consider in terms of, you know, school, finances, jobs, all of that stuff?
Yeah, so school was a really big one for us. And that was probably one of the big concerns, was figuring out how we would manage the schooling. So we will be homeschooling while we're traveling. And we've spoken to our kids' school, and we're meeting with the teachers this term to get an idea around how best to go about doing that and prepare for that. We want to be as prepared as possible for that. But, you know, when we met with the principal, he was really supportive and said, you know, this is just such an amazing experience for your children. They will have so much life experience out of doing this. So we're just going to follow along and do the core subjects while we're traveling. And they're going to, we're going to get them to do a blog so that they can sort of cover off their English requirements, typing up or writing up about their own experiences. And that'll be a really nice record for us, but also an opportunity, a learning opportunity for them. So to sort of learn about the places we go to and take notes, and almost like you would do an assignment at school. So the homeschooling is a big element of it. And we're still working on a full plan for that. But that was, yeah, probably the main consideration. And then of course the, well, I guess a couple of things, you know, we have to finance it. So the cost, it's quite a big cost, although the living costs really won't be any more than what we spend traveling around. Well, not traveling, in living day to day. So a lot of the expenses we're going to have are going to be things like fuel and food and insurance. And so a lot of those things are going to be things that we already spend money on. And then there's, of course, buying the caravan and the vehicle to tow it with. So, you know, just factoring in what the cost of that's going to be and how we're going to fund that as well was one of the big things. And then sorting out everything at home. So what to do with our house, whether we rent out our house, you know, managing a property portfolio from Australia, those kind of logistical kinds of things as well.